Save the Suburbs. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Across the country, the housing market's in full retreat. Prices dropping. Homes not selling. It's getting crazy. But this isn't just about unaffordable mortgages. This is about unaffordable everything. What we're seeing is a direct attack on the suburban roots of millions of Americans. This is about everything the suburbs stand for. This is a whole lifestyle that's under attack. The suburban lifestyle is based, as you know, on six unshakable concepts: the detached house, the lawn, the barbecue, the extra refrigerator in the garage, at least two cars, and a boat. But now, you can't take care of the lawn because the guy who used to mow it has been deported. The house is in trouble because even though you now have triple pane windows, heating oil is unaffordable, plus the bank wants it back. The barbecue is in trouble because high corn prices are going to force cattle ranchers to boost the price of beef. The refrigerator in the garage, full of bottled water, is the reason the ice cap is melting. You can't have that. The two cars, well, it's cheaper to fill them with single malt scotch at this point. I mean, that's what ethanol is if you would just distill it in the right barrels. And the boat, unless the boat's sitting in the front yard full of petunias, forget it. But perhaps most tragic of all, just as all this is happening, traffic is actually getting better. Even commuters in Los Angeles, who used to be able to get through most of the newspaper on the way home, now have to pay attention to the road. It's the unkindest cut of all, that just when we no longer need them, the highways open up. Somebody stop it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.